It's January 2022. So we're going to take a look at monthly sales across 15 or so markets throughout North America, looking at a combination of things: total sales, year-over-year sales growth, which is negative in some cases, the average basket size, which is interesting, showing how much people are spending, which is decreasing, but the number of times they're going in the store is increasing. So spending less, but going more often, circumnavigating the delivery because it's more expensive, I guess. I don't know, all leading to some brand consolidation. We're going to talk about all of that coming up.
It's only entertainment.
Welcome back to The Talking Hedge. I'm Josh Kincaid, capital markets analyst and host of your cannabis business podcast. So we've got 15 markets, including California, Colorado, Nevada, Washington, Oregon, Arizona, Illinois, Massachusetts, Maryland, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and then up north, we have British Columbia, Alberta, Ontario, and Saskatchewan. So looking at last year's total numbers, it was interesting because as of August, for total sales, August was kind of the peak. And then we saw 4 consecutive months of declines after that. Year-over-year sales growth went from double digits last year until around June. And then that's when everything kind of shifted down to single-digit sales growth. So all in all, you could kind of see with California, and I use them as an example because they sort of are the bellwether harbinger trendsetter. And so in June, that was the height of how much people were willing to go into the store and paying. After June, it seems to me that people were going into the store more often, avoiding the $65 minimum delivery fee and going in and spending less, dragging that average price down. And so as you can see, there was 6.4 million transactions, but then that jumped to 6.8 million. So people are spending less, but going more often. So I find that interesting. And then brand concentration crept up to about 30%. So just kind of highlighting California from last year. And then again, looking at this year and seeing what's going on. California, 442 million, just absolutely destroying last year's numbers. So 442 million is about as much, it's the second highest of all last year. So August was the only month last year that had more than January's sales numbers. In terms of year-over-year sales growth, 4%. Is not a lot for California. It's a lot lower than their 6%, but they did drop all the way down to a 1% year-over-year sales growth in October, the height being February 43%. So have things cooled off? There's a couple of theories on what's going on with some of these numbers. One is that a lot of the folks that normally wouldn't have been in the industry kind of came in, work from home, maybe using edibles, whatever. Now that they're back working, they're no longer using cannabis. The other theory that Headset holds, and that's who I get this data from, Headset believes that a lot of the heavy users like myself were using even more, and then now we're cutting back. So not the case for me. I actually cut way back in 2019. So I think I went through 3 pounds in 2019. I went through almost 2 pounds in 2020, and haven't quite calculated last year because my medical supplier moved out of state. And so that means that I had to pay retail. I paid like $4,000 retail last year. I don't know what that equates to, but I still burn through probably an ounce a week, and that hasn't, it needs to go down quite a bit. I need to do like a sober October. I didn't because of my shoulder surgery, so I might do February or something, kind of reduce that down. I'm getting some built up phlegm. I saw smoker's cough I'm developing. I'm trying to take some stuff to alleviate that and get that out of there because I'm more susceptible to bronchitis with some ongoing ailments that I have, but I digress. Looking at sales again for 2022, average basket, like I mentioned, $61 is really low, but 7.1 million transactions is really high. So what that's telling me is that, so 61, right? $61. Wow. So that's just really showing me that people would rather go in and spend a lot less. And that's what they're doing. $61. The highest, I guess, we saw last year in the state of California was 68. The lowest was 61. And it's kind of hovering around that. But they didn't see 7 million transactions. Right, so 7.1 million transactions is quite a bit. And then brand concentration is at 30% still. So looks like that could be a number of reasons that there's higher concentration. Could be capitulation or mergers. It could be people aren't able to get enough employees to manufacture enough. And so they're not able to have enough product on the shelf, whatever. It's a variety of reasons that brand concentration kind of is fluctuating. But I would expect it to increase quite a bit. You could look at, Washington State, for example, brand concentration. That's probably going to be industry norm between Oregon, Washington, 22%. So one out of five stores have, 20% concentration, meaning the top 10 brands have at least 1/5 of all sales. And that'll probably increase, as federal legalization moves and people don't have the cash to kind of keep up with the automation and the ability to scale. People are going to want national brands until like local takes off. A lot of the existing markets like Oregon, Washington, 115 and 88 million in sales for Oregon is really low. And it just keeps dropping. They had about 110, 112 million in June of last year. So my brother-in-law had to quit because he isn't making enough money. I know there's a lot of people with inflation and everything else where people are struggling. And so they're either quitting or cutting way back. In the new markets, Arizona, some of these other, Michigan, new markets are going to continue to be a lot higher naturally until they kind of peak out or their neighboring states go wreck, whatever that case is. Saskatchewan is naturally low, but if you have a South Dakota or some kind of rural area, I even think that with Montana recently regulating January 1st, they're not going to get more than 15 million in Montana. They're expecting the majority of their sales to go to tourism. And I just don't see that happening. I don't think that a lot of these hunters and fishermen are avid pot smokers, but maybe I'm wrong. We'll find out. I just don't think that Montana is going to see more than 15 million in sales. Year-over-year sales growth is pretty crazy. Arizona's 101%, Michigan 59%, and that's nothing by comparison to last year. When you look at year-over-year sales growth for a lot of these guys, Illinois was 341%, Michigan was 195%, even Saskatchewan was at 96%, Ontario was 161%, all these crazy numbers, and now they're like single digits for the most part, 4% in California, -6 for Nevada, -3 Colorado, -8 for Washington. So pretty low numbers all in all. Are we looking at average basket? So how much are people spending on average and how many transactions are we seeing in each state? California, $61 on average and 7.1 million transactions. So people are spending less, but they're going more often. And that's kind of the case in a lot of these existing markets. Let's look at Washington and Oregon as an example. Washington's spending $34, Oregon is spending $40, and there's about 3.3 and 2.1 million transactions respectively between Washington and Oregon because we go when we want, we buy what we want. It's incredibly convenient. But when you compare that to last year, Washington 33 and 40, very similar in December versus now. And then basket counts of 3.3 million and 2.1 million. We saw that Washington had 3.3 and 2.1. So kind of hovering in these older markets. California is still relatively new, and then obviously different in Arizona or whatever. You're seeing a lot more. $63 on average. It's still pretty low. That's like the price of a 1 gram of a concentrate or a vape pen. So not very expensive. Maryland, $108. Don't have any data for Pennsylvania this month, unfortunately. And that's stayed pretty steady since 2020. You can look at Washington with 3.5, Oregon with 2.3 million transactions. Average basket size $33 for Washington in 2020, and Oregon was 40. And then you go to last year, kind of see that they're fairly similar there, 33 and 40, 3.3 million and 2.1 million transactions. And then just this month in 2022, $34 and $40 per transaction on average, and 3.3 million and 2.1 million transactions. So maybe leveling off in existing markets, new markets is cooling off. And then ones that are going through their regulatory processes are erratic, I guess. Brand concentration is interesting. You could see, so Pennsylvania is pretty bad in terms of their concentration. I think it's like 85% because there's only a couple of people there. So that's probably the worst one I've seen. Ohio is probably going to be pretty bad too. There's not a lot of competition in some of these spots. Alberta, 40%. Arizona is going to be really bad. Limited license areas are, you know, Colorado is interesting too, 36%, because these vertical integrated opportunities have some of the store owners don't want the competition. They only want people to come to them, which I think is kind of silly. That's one thing I don't like about going to Colorado is the exclusivity and then not a whole lot of options. I'm in Washington. We have 2,000 SKUs. It's hard to find anything. And then the opposite, like Colorado, there might just be a couple of brands that the store owns and grows and manufactures. So kind of see that play out, I think, as people kind of demand more options. And then you get delivery. And then you don't have to worry about your neighborhood store. You can kind of just order it from wherever. So I'm very much looking forward to delivery. I think we've seen that the pandemic pushing forward a lot of things and stalling some others. Marijuana lounges, for one, not going to move this year, but maybe in the next year or two, we'll get Washington State on board. But in the meantime, hopefully we'll get delivery because that's definitely an option. So sales chilling out a little bit. And I find it really interesting that the year over year sales growth is cooling down. And it's, you can argue whether it's inflation or people cutting back on their usage. I think it's probably maybe a little bit of both, but the reasoning that people are cutting back is because of finances. So it's more about the inflation and the pressure that's causing on people, I think, than the willingness just to cut back because we're going to go out and you'll see a movie or you know, the back to work thing. Yeah, you're probably gonna be consuming less edibles, which is probably a good thing, and less pre-rolls, but you know, those vape sales should probably increase. I just don't think it's a matter of people reducing the amount. If they are, it's because of money.
With that, we're going to roll this one up. I'm Josh Kincaid. This is The Talking Hedge. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe, or don't, and I'm out.
Don't forget to smash that like button on your way out and check out these other videos that we've got.